WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Rand Blake is one of the most subtle of jazz pianists, influenced by low-key singers like Chris Connor and Gene Lee, as well as by blues and gospel piano and orchestral harmony. Sometimes in his music, Blake tries to capture the dark psychological and emotional shadings of Hollywood film noir, stories of quiet men who may find themselves cornered by circumstance. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Blake's new album is a bit like that. Here's Rand Blake on David Raskin's noir theme for the film Laura.
Rand Blake is one of the most introspective of jazz musicians, a master of nuanced touch and shaping notes with foot pedals. He has a knack for making old chord changes and blues licks sound rarefied and mysterious all over again. He really pushes contrast between light and dark or loud and soft passages. But he can get so absorbed in details, he may lose track of time. Other pianists use a bassist and drummer to keep their tempos true. Blake rarely does. His new album, Sonic Temples, is his first with a conventional rhythm section in 15 years. Rand Blake on Sarah Vaughan's hit Black Coffee, laced with a little Heartbreak Hotel. Adding bass and drums can create problems for Blake as well as solve them, since a rhythm section adds more than just rhythm. A bass player hems in a pianist's left hand, as two players down below tend to muddy the bottom. And even a light splash of cymbals can interfere with delicate high notes. Beyond that, this bassist and drummer seek to engage Blake in conversation, or at least make him speak up. They don't just roll out a carpet for him. That assertive approach works sometimes, but it can also backfire with an introvert like Blake. His laid-back stylings can sound more reticent than ever and make him recede into the background. There's an extra musical subtext that may shed light on Rand Blake's low profile here. His 2-CD Sonic Temples was conceived by his old friend and champion Gunther Schuller, who produced it for his GM label. Schuller picked the tunes from among his own favorites and chose the rhythm section, his sons Ed on bass and George on drums. Now, Those are two fine and sensitive players who grew up with Blake's music and sound very good together. But when you factor in tunes by and dedications to various Schullers, and guest shots by a Schuller in-law on alto saxophone, Blake's in the awkward position of guest of honor at someone else's family reunion. But that predicament suits him somehow. Fascinated by psychological complexity, Rand Blake illuminates problems that may arise on either side when you try to draw a shy person out.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed Sonic Temples by Rand Blake on the GM label.